Hello everybody and Merry Christmas from everyone at Bitnote. I hope you're having a great Christmas and I wish you all the best. And to celebrate, here are some Christmas tunes. So sit back, relax and enjoy. And once again, Merry Christmas from Bitnote. So everybody, I hope you're all having great Christmassy times out there. I don't know what sort of time I'll be having because I pre-record these shows and I'm trying to get into the spirit of Christmas in late November. But don't worry about me. The Christmas season is all about you and whoever has the spirit of Christmas in them. And to that effect, I hope to bring you some video game tunes that will help encourage that spirit and help you enjoy the season. So to start things off, how about Ice Mountain Zone Act 1 from Sonic Advance by Sonic Team and Dimps, which was originally composed by Tatsuyuki Maeda or Yukatebe Minobi, one or both. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. Okay, so that was a nice wintry level, but let's get really, really Christmassy with this next track. As I've said in the past on the show, a lot of games don't celebrate Christmas that much. But one game is the almighty Payday 2. Developed originally by Overkill Software and then taken over by Starview Studio and development continues, Payday 2 of course is a sequel to Payday, in which you're one of a bunch of gangsters at taking part in a heist. The cool thing is it's networked, multiplayer online, so you're actually joining up with other people all over the globe to break into banks or steal safety deposit box or whatever cool little robbery hijinks you've got lined up. Whatever heist plans you've got, it's time to go in and enjoy yourself. So the Christmas theme tune comes from the fact that Payday 2, like some games, gets very regular updates and content released for it. Sometimes you have to pay for it, sometimes you can sort of freeload a little, but either way, they often celebrate various events happening, and one of them is definitely Christmas. For one of their Christmas things, they gave new levels, they gave new actual decorations. Who doesn't want to rob a whole bag dressed as Santa Claus, for instance? But, or at least with a Santa Claus mask, I mean. But one thing they did that was above and beyond, they released a Christmas album. Yes, an album, Christmas album, based on Payday 2, sung largely by a group of gangsters, or one gangster in particular. This is Hoxton, who is a British guy who ends up getting arrested earlier on, and actually one of the things that Payday 2 ends up covering is his release, or should I say forced release, by, you know, the authorities weren't really willing to release him, so his friends all sort of got together and organized a little thing to expedite his release. But this album is set when he's still in prison and getting miserly about his frustrations about not being able to be out there and enjoy Christmas. In fact, there is one of the tracks of the album is literally Christmas in Prison, and I'm not going to play that because it's very depressing. Well, depressing and terrible, and soul-wrenching, but not too much. Just about the regular amount of soul-wrenching and angst you'd expect from someone who wants to celebrate Christmas but is currently in prison for things that they may or may not be actually their fault. But let us not go into that sort of area. After all, Christmas is about celebration and goodwill to all men and all that sort of stuff. And that's the theme of some of the songs in the album. And in fact, I think I'll just play it to you, one of my favourite tracks. This is Merry Payday Christmas. As I said, it is from an album called Hoxton, A Merry Payday Christmas. And here I'm about to play you the title track, A Merry Payday Christmas. Have a listen and Merry Christmas.
So it's Christmas again, when break-ins isn't just what burglars do, 'cause Santa Claus is in that business too. A Merry Payday Christmas to you. So it's Christmas again, a season when even the thieves are kind, and might just leave a little loot behind. A Merry Payday Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you, everybody in our Bobo crew. May your heist go as planned, escape and get a spanking tan. Oh, let's do this. So it's Christmas again, partners in crime will always have a blast, robbing a bank or wearing Santa masks. A Merry Payday Christmas to you. So it's Christmas again, put jingle bells right on your getaway, and then imagine it's a Santa sleigh. A Merry Payday Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Card and hope for something good. So it's Christmas again, see CrimeNet light up like a Christmas tree, get ready for some honest larceny. A Merry Payday Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, that is a nice song, and I think it really hits some of the Christmassy tones, which I'm surprised more games don't do. As you can see, it was like celebrating Christmas, but also thanking all the players of Payday 2, which helped make it what it was, and that's fantastic. That's how it should be, you know, developers giving to gamers, gamers developing to developers. We all give to each other, just like at Christmas time. That's how I believe it should be, or at least I hope so. So, there are actually a couple of other tracks on that album. Some of them are actually pretty nice, like, or versions of existing Christmas tunes like Deck the Halls. But I think I might avoid it. One, because some of them contain a fair bit of swearing. And others contain, for instance, a scene which wherein Santa Claus is tortured because they decided to do a heist that involves breaking into the North Pole. Another song is actually pretty kind of nice, but it's incredibly cynical, basically implying that, you know, attacking people who only are nice during Christmas time and horrible threat the rest of the year, which is a bit of a criticism, but I think that, you know, whenever you're nice, for whatever reason, I think that's a good thing. And I don't think anyone else should just judge you for where your thing is coming from. It's up to you and your decision and your choice. But I think that, despite that, I think it's a fun album, and I really do like the idea that Starbreeze or Overkill, whichever one's first, is celebrating the Christmas spirit. The music itself was had vocals by Pete Gold, who plays Hoxton in the games, and of course in this album technically, and the actual music was made by Simon Vicklund. And Simon Vick, just a composer, I mean, as we've shown on this show, that composers are great people, but he also was one of the founding people of Overkill Software, which of course made the Payday games in the first place, so he certainly has a creative person that does a lot of different things. So round about now, we should have another song to try to do the Christmas spirit. Once again, this is more of a wintry kind of song rather than a full-on Christmassy one, but let's not worry about that right now. It is from a game that I think has an excellent soundtrack. It starts off so beautiful, atmospheric, and fascinating, and then becomes incredibly difficult, so I sort of gave up on the game, but let's not worry about details like that. I've always liked the soundtrack, and I think this is one of the more Christmassy ones in it. So, here I give to you, It's Not Supposed to Be Snowing, from the video game Dust Force. And what we had there was It's Not Supposed to Be Snowing. It was by Lifeworm, and it's from the game Dust Force that was made by Hitbox Team. As I said in a previous show, Dust Force is a game where you're a janitor, you're cleaning up a lot of things. It's a fast-paced, very accurate, sort of like 2D side-scrolling platform game where you have to do a lot of acrobatic movements, clean up every bit of dust, but also manage to get to it. When you've got a ride, it's almost like gliding or dancing or huge reaction tests. But as the game goes on, things get tougher and you'll have to see whether you can do it. And like I said before, the music is utterly phenomenal and one of the things I really like about the game. But enough about that. How about more Christmassy stuff? I was looking around the internet trying to get some good Christmassy video game related video game music, and I came across something I think you'll enjoy. It is an album online called The 12 Gigabytes of Christmas Volume 1, and it is composed by Canadian composer Robert Dugay. What he does in this one and the sequel, originally called Volume 2, is he takes a lot of classic and some well-known Christmas tunes and then gives them the retro video game makeover. Some of them are just generically chiptunized, others are clearly take inspiration from some very well-known classic video game series. I think part of the fun is in seeing if you can actually figure out which specific game series inspired a given song, but with one of the tracks, I could just figure out just from the title. With Deck the Zones, it's very clear that we're getting some inspiration from a bit of Sonic, and listening to it, that's certainly the case. But regardless whether you enjoy it one way or the other, have a listen and hope you enjoy. Ah, that's very nice. But I tend to give a lot of preference to Sonic on this show, don't I? Well, it is a season of giving, and so I think looking at this album, The 12 Gigabytes of Christmas, I think I'll find a Christmas video game mix a bit more inspired by Mario. So have this one next. Jingle Coins, Jingle Stars. Have a listen, and Merry Christmas, whatever video game character you are. Thank you. Haha. And that was Jingle Coins, Jingle Stars, obviously based on a very popular Christmas theme. And it is, as I said, from the album 12 Gigabytes of Christmas, which was composed by Robbie Duguay. Well, I hope everyone has a good Christmas this year. I think on previous shows I tried different things, talking about games that had touched me over Christmas time, and one time giving console advice to parents. But I think by the time you're hearing it, it's a little too late to be preparing for Christmas, so I just hope you enjoy the day. You know, video games are great, and you can do an awesome lot of things with them. But life isn't just about video games, and there's a lot of other stuff before. And I know it's not always easy. Sometimes video games are the best things that people have in their life at the moment. But I wish to everyone that you find happiness, that you find people that you love and are with them, that even if it involves sometimes getting over a bit of arrogance or just a bit of a grudge, that you make the effort and be with people who care about you, care and you care for this Christmas, and you make it matter one way or the other, in person, face to face, together, or if things are strained or there's no other alternative, even online or over the phone or in many other ways that our modern world has given us to communicate with each other. I just want to say, you know, Christmas is a special time, but I think one of the things I think is most important is to slow down a bit. And I know that's extremely hard in the run-up to Christmas, but hopefully on Christmas Day or afterwards, you can just relax and be with people you care about and chat about things that may be sophisticated or inane, or just learn how each other's getting on and just care for each other. And I think that that's what matters a lot and what a lot of the Christmas spirit is about. Being together on a cold night and chatting and making it for a good Christmas. And for those who may have to spend Christmas alone in one way or the other, I wish you the best of Christmas everywhere. I hope whatever companionship or friends or whatever people you know, I hope you can at least talk to them or chat a bit this Christmas and make it count. And if not, well, there's always video games. I know, I said life isn't just about video games, but they're certainly part of it. I'm going to leave you now with one other track from the album I just was playing tracks from. It is called It Came Upon a Time So Clear, and it is based on It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. It is from, well, it's not from anything because it was more inspired, but it's inspired by RPGs. I'm not sure which game, I think maybe a bit of Chrono Trigger, but it's got that kind of like JRPG sound quality to it, and I think I really like the tone it had, even on the retro consoles they had back then. It's a bit of a pity I don't play a few more JRPGs because they do have a great soundtrack, but aside from that, I think I'll leave you with this rendition of It Came Upon Midnight Clear called It Came Upon a Time So Clear. And the actual artist of the album talks about how he's just glad that he was able to, like, bring this up, because It Came Upon a Midnight Clear isn't really sung as much now as it used to be in the past, so he liked the idea of doing a bit of a revival of it. So that's what I'll leave it to you now with. Remember, these are all from the 12 Gigabytes of Christmas, Volume 1. By Robbie Duguay. You can just find it online and buy it as a digital download. I don't think you'll necessarily find CDs in stores or anything like that. But with that, I wish you the best. I care for you this Christmas. And from all a bit note, I wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Have the best of times. Have everything to go well. God bless, or whatever your specific religious version of that is. And take care. Thank you very much, and good night.